Kodiak fishermen had an opportunity to meet with representatives of the proposed Navy training set for May 1st in the Gulf of Alaska. Fishermen and local governments from around the Gulf have expressed concerns about how the training will adversely affect fish and marine wildlife. Some version of the training, which is named Northern Edge 2017, has been held every 2 years since the mid-1970s. These trainings include all branches of the military and people from all over the country. But it is the Navy's portion of the training that has fishermen and coastal residents concerned. This year's exercise will be held in early May, a critical time for marine life in the Gulf. Two speakers hosted a public discussion forum at last week's Comfish Alaska Fisheries Trade Show held in Kodiak. Rear Admiral John Korka from the U.S. Pacific Fleet and Alex Stone, who is an environmental planner for the Navy. Rear Admiral Korka.
Northern Edge is important to the Department of Defense. The wide range of training that we can do in different platforms, if you will, on the sea, below the sea, above the sea, it really helps our proficiency, and it strengthens our readiness, which in turn is a piece of protecting the homeland. It's a great location, but again, during the entire planning process, we are very mindful of the environment and the impact that we have on the environment and how that plays. So I will tell you that the stewardship is something that we take very, very seriously in our services. The ability to interact with the interagencies is very important to us as well. There's always a connection, though, between what we do, not just within the services, but within our federal agencies. And the support of the people here as well. Your state officials and city officials, their voice, okay, we do hear their voice. We know what they say. And we like to believe and we listen and we take appropriate action.
The comment about listening to local communities was questioned later in the forum. The gist of the explanation from the speakers is that the training needs to be held in early May because of operational and other military demands. And while the Navy can't change the time and place of the exercise, it has taken local comments into consideration in an effort to mitigate the harm or any possible damage to the environment that the training will cause. Local biologist and environmentalist Stacy Studebaker was not satisfied with that explanation.
I would say that local people around the Gulf of Alaska are the experts about their own resources and the patterns and the migrations of those resources. And you say that you like to work with local communities while you're developing these plans. So what's the Navy's response to the fact that at least 8 Alaskan communities have passed resolutions requesting that you move the timing and the location of these exercises for this year and in the future?
Alex Stone responded to the environmental issues, and he is followed here by Rear Admiral Korka, who described two factors involved in the operational considerations that led to choosing early May as the training date.
We did the hard look. We used the best available science in assessing the impacts across April through October. So that's our kind of environmental coverage. That's what we've covered. And the actual individual specifics of when an exercise is planned are based on these other operational type of activities. So we provide a window for them to pick and cover all the environmental impacts thoroughly, and then the actual exercise is within that window.
I'll talk about two of those factors. Money's a factor, okay? And so the fiscal constraints are an issue. And so as you move things more into the year, you have less availability of funds to do the things that you need to do. That could be one contributing factor. The availability of ships. The ships that are staying in the into our dry docks are there longer, right? Because of that operational stress that I mentioned. And so we don't have as many ships that we can just pull from and say, we like to do it this time. When a ship starts its deployment cycle, one of the aircrafts that are going to be flying in, one of the fighter aircrafts, is coming from the East Coast because we don't have them in the West Coast. But that was one period of time that they weren't available in June or July. So we are looking at that. That was one of the drivers, is just trying to match the availability of resources, the operational constraints, the readiness factors, what are we trying to achieve from the exercise, and the unit availabilities. And so that, you know, that's part of it that, that goes into that calculus.
Korka said the final okay has not yet been given for the exercise as it's being proposed, though options for the exercise are being laid out and are expected to be presented to the Assistant Secretary of the Navy the first week of April. I'm Maggie Wall.